the end of the year, and if you're like me, you're probably getting inundated in your mailbox, in your email box, and everywhere else about end of the year giving. And this was just in the last couple of days. Parks Foundation, YMCA, Northeast Community Fund. They send these mailers out for a specific reason, because at the end of the year, you are incentivized, as people often are, to give and do the right thing. But there's several ways that you can do that. And Ouija Stewart's going to join us four times this week as we sort of delve into and explain all the different types of ways that you can give. Good morning. How you doing?
Good.
You don't like getting up this early, do you?
I actually do. I just don't like to get dressed and get out of the house.
Oh, you like
I like
being
to
up,
have my quiet time, reading and drinking coffee. But yes, I like to get up early.
Well, it's great to have you in with us here today. So over 4 days, we're sort of going to explain to you four different sort of areas in which you can give and take advantage of the laws that are in place. Now, we have a new tax bill. I don't know that anyone really knows everything about what's been passed in the legislation, right? I mean, it's hard to keep up with. That's why foundations like yours are important.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, and there's reconciliation that has to happen between the two bills. So things could change between now and whenever it goes to the president's desk.
All right, let's talk about individual retirement accounts, IRAs.
Yep.
That's a phrase that's been around a very long time.
Right.
And it's what in and around giving and IRAs, fill in the blanks for me.
Sure. So IRAs are accounts that people can invest in and not pay taxes on the earnings as they accumulate, which is a great vehicle for savings, especially for retirement. Sometimes when people get to retirement, they look at their wealth and they say, wow, I've got more than I thought I was going to have. Maybe I could be philanthropic in some way. So they look at their IRA account and say, you know, those assets would be good ones to give away, because if I take the money out and use it, I'm going to pay income tax on those accumulated earnings.
Because you've put it away tax-free,
exactly.
So when you take it out, you have to pay
tax
on those dollars.
Now, that's right.
So even though tax reform could impact, and we'll see what happens with, you know, itemization of charitable deductions,
It
probably won't impact IRAs.
That's what we're hearing, yes, that is not going to be a problem. That's not going to change.
Okay, so how does this happen then? I mean, people just give you a call, they come see you. I mean, what's the best way when we talk about all these different end-of-year giving sort of ideas, what's the best way for people to communicate with you?
I think the best way, since we're talking about people's money and their assets, is a face-to-face conversation. They can have it with me, or they can have it with their financial advisor, because a good financial advisor, stockbroker, is going to know the mechanism for transferring assets from an IRA to a charity. And the key is you want to transfer them, not sell them first or pull them out first.
No, you want to make sure you have the conversation.
Yeah.
Now, this is a very specific conversation for those that are 70 and a half. Now, why 70 and a half? That seems very strange.
Because that's when people have to start taking money out of their IRA to use or give away or whatever. So at 70 and a half, you have to start taking a minimum required distribution every year based on the total in the IRA.
All right. So the government says when you reach this specific age,
you're not going to shelter this in anymore.
It's not 69. It's not 70. It's 70 years and 6 months.
That's
you
right.
You have to start taking some of this money.
Correct.
All right. And how complicated a process is this? Once they call you, they come down and see you, they talk to their accountant or their representative, and they talk to you. How complicated is this?
It's really easy if you work with the Community Foundation. We have accounts with over 14 brokerage in the community. So if whoever you work with, we likely have an account with them. So it's just a matter of sliding the assets from your account over to our account internally in their office.
Okay. Now let's talk about dollar amounts and passions, because you know people sometimes will say, here's some money, do the best with it, but oftentimes that comes attached to something they feel very strong about, whether it's the arts or education or whatever it might be. How does that work?
Well, if you work with the Community Foundation and you transfer IRA assets, you can talk to us about ahead of time. Let's say you transfer $10,000. Then you want to have 5 go to St. Teresa High School. You want to have 2 go to the YMCA. You want to have 1 go to DMH. Well, we can divide it all up and send out checks to all those various charities.
All right. So people can be very specific about what they want to do with their money.
Yes, they can.
And I think the other thing, when you say foundation, I think people think gigantic dollars.
Right.
And sometimes it is. But often it's not. I mean, it's smaller amounts. People can still have a huge impact on people's lives by donating small amounts of money.
Of course, especially.
But I mean, mean, I think you say foundation and people think I have to be, you know, incredibly wealthy.
No.
This is a way where you can have a small bit of your IRA. And if everyone, you know, if you do the math and if you took, you know, the 100 plus thousand people in this geographical sort of county area and they all did a little, it would amount to a huge number of dollars.
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Well, it would be.
Yeah. And the thing that on an IRA gift, you can take, wouldn't this be great, up to $100,000 and give it to a charity. After $100,000, you've got to, if you have a minimum distribution that large, you have to take it out and pay tax on it. But up to $100,000 can go to charity. So people that don't need their IRAs, let's say they have a pension too, or they have other assets that they live on.
And we're talking about how this will all change, right? I mean, because now we're talking about people who are 70 and a half, and they grew up in a very different country. You know, I'm not sure where pensions and everything will be, you know, 70 years from now.
Exactly.
But clearly they grew up and prospered in different circumstances in this country.
And really, people who don't need a lot to live on, those would be the best assets to give away because you're not going to have to pay income tax on them.
And that often offsets, you know, what the gift is completely. So this
exactly,
is an amazing
yeah.
thing. All right, so the Community Foundation, if people want to find out more, there's a video up on the Now Decatur Facebook page, which you can hear from Ouija talking about these IRA gifts through the Community Foundation. And if you want to go to endowdecatur.org, that is the website in case you'd like to look for some more information, or you can give them a call at 429-3000. How did you guys get that number?
I don't know. Lucy Murphy. We got to give her credit for that.
I always love those numbers.
It's from the beginning.
Numbers and web addresses, you know, that are easily remembered. EndowDecatur.com.
.org.
I'm sorry, .org. 429-3000 is the telephone number. How many years?
17 and a half.
That's amazing.
Yep.
Seems like yesterday.
Finish the year with $36 million in assets.
All right, and that's an impressive number. How much has that grown
huge.
Over the last number of years?
Well, I've been there 7 and a half, and I think when I got there, it was around $13 million. So it's a big jump. But we were always told, once you reach a certain threshold, it just starts growing exponentially. And that's exactly what's happening.
And I think letting people know.
Yes.
What it is. I mean, you know, because people hear Community Foundation and they think they have a vague notion of what it may or may not be. But I would encourage everyone. I mean, regardless of the amount of wealth you have, I mean, you can make a difference. And we'll talk about a little later in the week, you know, leaving something behind, you know, as far as leaving a legacy. But why not see your dollars in action if you can? I mean, to me, that's what it's all about.
Just as a little prelude to leaving a legacy, too, IRA gifts are great ones to leave to a charity in your will. Because once again, if your heirs get the IRA assets, they will owe income tax on them. If the charity gets them, they don't.
They won't.
Yep.
Great stuff. Ouija,
yep.
We appreciate it. Thank
All
you
right.
very much. We'll take a quick break. Here's Lindsay Romano with your 3-day forecast.